Alright folks, welcome back to the Brain Fog Detox, your daily dose of clarity and inspiration brought to you by yours truly, Leo Weston. You know, relationships, they're like that amazing smoothie we all crave. Packed with nutrients, full of flavor, but sometimes just a little bit messy. And let's be real. When the mental fog rolls in, it can turn even the sweetest smoothie into a chunky disaster. Today we're diving deep into something super important, prioritizing mental health within our relationships. Because let's face it, a healthy relationship starts with a healthy mind. Ever felt like you're walking on eggshells around your partner? Or maybe communication feels more like an obstacle course than a conversation. These can be telltale signs that our mental well-being is taking a back seat. So, how do we put ourselves first without becoming those relationship rulebook robots? Let's break it down. Here are five key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Communication is key, but it's more than just words. Think of communication as a two-way street with a whole lot of potholes. It's not just about saying the right things, it's about truly listening and understanding each other's needs, anxieties, and dreams. Ever feel like you're talking to a brick wall? Take a step back. Try active listening. That means really focusing on what they're saying, asking clarifying questions, and reflecting back their feelings. Remember, sometimes silence speaks volumes. 2. Boundaries are your superpower. Let's be real. Setting boundaries can feel like walking a tightrope, but trust me, it's essential for both individual growth and a healthy relationship. It's about knowing your limits and communicating them respectfully. This could be anything from needing some alone time to saying no to requests that drain your energy. Remember, boundaries aren't walls, they're fences. They keep you safe and allow your partner to thrive too. 3. Self-care isn't selfish. It's essential. Imagine trying to pour from an empty cup. You simply can't. Prioritizing self-care isn't about being selfish. It's about refueling your own mental well-being so you can show up fully in your relationship. This could be anything from taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, or simply carving out some time for quiet reflection. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. 4. Seek professional support when needed. There's no shame in reaching out for help. Sometimes, navigating relationship challenges can feel overwhelming. Therapists and counselors are like relationship GPS systems. They provide guidance, tools, and a safe space to work through issues together. Think of it as an investment in your relationship's long-term health. 5. Forgive yourself and each other. Holding on to grudges is like carrying around a heavy backpack. It weighs you down and makes everything harder. Practicing forgiveness, both for yourself and your partner, is crucial for releasing past hurts and building a stronger foundation. Remember, forgiveness doesn't mean condoning hurtful actions, it means choosing to move forward with love and understanding. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah and Mark. They've been together for years. Their relationship feels comfortable, almost predictable. But lately, the joy is fading. They find themselves arguing more frequently, communication feels strained, and that spark seems to be dimming. They both know something needs to change, but they're stuck in a rut. Sounds familiar? Sarah decides to take charge. She starts prioritizing her own mental well-being by taking walks, practicing mindfulness, and setting clear boundaries with Mark about needing some alone time. She also suggests couples counseling, which helps them communicate more effectively and understand each other's needs better. Slowly but surely, their relationship starts to blossom again, filled with open communication, mutual respect, and a renewed sense of love. So, the big takeaway here is this. prioritizing mental health isn't just about individual well-being. It's the foundation for strong, fulfilling relationships. Remember, you deserve to feel happy, loved, and supported in your connections. By practicing open communication, setting healthy boundaries, and nurturing your own mental well-being, you can create a relationship that is both supportive and empowering. And now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you prioritize mental health in your relationships? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag us on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, take care of yourselves first, because when you thrive, everything else thrives. Catch you all tomorrow for another dose of brain fog-busting goodness.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.